final week of the regular season. It's the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast live from Lexington, Kentucky.
I don't like your attitude.
45 degrees with some slush on the way this evening. And Dead Air Dennis and Brian Himes playing live at Henry Clay's Public House. The show is sponsored by Takis. Takis, because they're hot and they're delicious and they're in Misty Don's office and they're free.
I had a different sponsor.
This week's sponsor also brought to you by Coors Miller Lite.
I was going to say, brought to you by Third Eye Kentucky. I stopped by the psychic today to try to get some insight on this week.
I have always, every day I walk by there, I'm like, there's got to be some way to angle this into some kind of advertising or my show or something like that.
I didn't know that was the name of the place.
Third Eye Blind. Yes.
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Psychic. Have you seen anybody in there yet?
I saw somebody in there today as I walked by.
I saw somebody the other night.
Or an employee?
No, I saw an employee, which was not the same normal hot chick that's there.
Yes, I was going to say, there's a rather attractive.
She was blonde today.
There was a bigger blonde. Yes. I shouldn't say bigger. Not bigger, but bigger than the other girl that's there. And then there was an urban gentleman in there.
Trying to get some information.
Getting a reading. Or he was just trying to warm up. I'm just...
Now, if we walked in there, what would be our approach?
I would say, hey, I need the games for this week. And her picks would be better than mine.
Well, if that was the case, why would we even, you know...
You're right. Time for the recap.
That is a good time to go to the recap.
Every time I try to say something...
Sorry, carry
next
on.
Game, God, recap.
We just know segues.
No,
everybody knows what you're going to say, Brad.
What am I going to say? Tell me what I'm going to say.
You want me to tell you what you're going to say?
Yes.
In the last 20 years, we lived through the windshield, not the rearview mirror. Brad Taylor scoreless on the day.
There you go. See, that's my point.
That's your greatest hits.
All you guys do is copy what I say.
No, we
don't copy anything you
say. I'm not copying you.
I don't copy anything you say. Except, that's all I got.
You asked me to finish what you were going to say. I did.
Recap.
Chipper Jones stepping to the plate.
Oh, wow.
I love Skip Carey.
I didn't know he had a Skip Carey.
Oh, it's dead on.
That's a good one.
I've used it for years.
You do love that, being a former resident of the ATL.
Former Atlanta Braves season ticket holder, I might add. Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that makes you...
Coming off a 4-12 week, Dead Air Dennis rebounded nicely. And he is the winner of the week. I hope you didn't Riverside all of his picks. Ladies and gentlemen, Dennis finishes with 11-5.
Wow, good job, man.
Thank you, brother.
Good job. 11-5.
That's good. Brad Taylor. Wrong again.
Brad Taylor, no shame in his week. Ladies and gentlemen, 9-7.
That's profit.
Making you money and also bringing up the rear, but still a solid 8-8.
I love
for the beer man.
Just the juice. So we've been last 2 weeks. We've been pretty good.
No. Last week was garbage.
Well, I was good.
Oh, you were good.
Yeah, I was good. Yeah. That's all that matters to me. So yeah, we don't.
So is there any advice we could give our listeners as far as gambling goes? Not really, right?
In week 18,
having fun and laughing and enjoying each other's company and talking about the games. Okay, cool. I answered my own question. Never mind, Brad. I wasn't.
As far as I'm concerned, week 18 is a preseason week. You don't know who's going to be motivated.
Well, you know some of the teams that are
obviously
motivated.
Obviously, you know some of the teams that are motivated, but...
It's kind of like bowls, the college bowls, without the playoff games. Got to watch line moves, see who's playing,
see who's
not playing. Yeah, things like that. Who's the quarterbacks? We've seen a lot of crazy line moves this week due to crazy quarterback moves. So let's get into... this week's games. We got two Saturday games. Beer Man, you coming into studio on Saturday?
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
You are? Huh? Beer Man's has been a staple on Saturday morning weekend line the last couple weeks since NFL games have started on. Let's see. You going to put up with that?
He works a lot of weekend nights. I don't.
I work every day. I'm in here every day.
Oh, my God.
And you're also in bed.
Final four.
You're also in bed by 9:30.
And your point? I'm slaving away here at ESPN.
Every weekend night, my buddy Dead Air Dennis is out getting drunk, entertaining the masses of Lexington.
Yeah. He's out drinking every night, and I'm getting a good night's sleep.
He usually comes off stage at 1 o'clock and gets home between 3:30 and 4, and then he has to call you around 9.
He doesn't have to call me.
You told me you had to.
Actually, he has to call me.
Oh, okay.
But, I mean, you don't have to be on the show if you don't want to.
Okay.
Is that what you want?
Yes.
You don't want to be on the show?
No.
Why not?
Because you don't want me on the show.
I've never meant that when I said it. I've said it 1,000 times, yes. But I haven't truly meant it.
None of those times counted.
That was all wishy-washy, okay? You don't have to be on the show. I extended an invitation you'd be on the show. But you know, if you don't want to be on, just tell me, and I'll just do it myself, which will be better radio anyway.
You don't want to be on the bottom line? Do you want to be on TBS and Atlanta Braves baseball?
Hey, Skip Carey, are you doing a podcast? Are you doing a show?
There was nothing better when the Braves had a rain delay and Skip Carey would answer the phones for the fans and they'd give him these prank questions.
Skip Carey was the absolute best.
Could you explain the infield fly rule? He would just get so mad.
So here's what happens. If there's a man on first and it's a pop fly in the infield,
you get some redneck from middle Georgia. I don't understand that infield fly rule. Can you explain it, Skip? I just can't get over it. Andrew Jones, he just don't care. He don't run up the ground balls. He just don't care. I'll hang up and listen. That's what he does.
Let's talk a little bit more about Chipper Jones.
Next game. First game on Saturday where the Beer Man will be here in studio to preview. Pittsburgh Steelers, Mason Rudolph, your quarterback, against Baltimore Ravens, Tyler Huntley, your quarterback. Pittsburgh, 3-point favorite here, total 34.5. Dylan, you had the best week. You should get the honors.
Pittsburgh, motivated. Tyler Huntley, better than most backup quarterbacks. I'm taking the Ravens in the points in this game. I think Pittsburgh will maybe win, but I like Baltimore's backups. I mean, what team wins in the preseason? Baltimore. What team wins every time they don't care? Baltimore. What team absolutely desperate? Pittsburgh. Give me Baltimore.
So, I don't mean to interrupt. So, you're saying Baltimore wins in the preseason. So, betting on them in the preseason would be a smart move and a smart angle to take, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Oh. Did you know that one of my favorite preseason systems is taking the Ravens every time they take the field?
What a system that is. How did you ever come up?
A team that won 22 in a row.
Yeah.
Here, man,
That's even in the book, Side Hustle.
That's brilliant.
What a great system.
It is a great system.
Take a team that always wins.
Oh, that's stupid.
You know what? Similar to you, every time they play, I take the Harlem Globetrotters on the money line.
And you know what else I do? Every time Baltimore plays another team, I always take the other team to lose.
Huh.
Yeah. That's my system. I wrote a book about it.
I'm going to put that in my book.
It's called Hyde Sussel.
I thought you had a pamphlet. Herpes and me.
Herpes and you, yeah.
No, herpes and me. That's you writing it.
Oh, God.
Anyway, you took the Ravens. I'm sorry, Beer Man. I'm sorry.
I do like his analogy that the Ravens play some ball in preseason. I don't think they're going to lay down in this game.
Well, listen, I mean, what happened to the Ravens last year when they, let's see. Now, how did that go down last year? I'm trying to remember the last week 18 of last year, because the Bengals played the Ravens and knocked them out of the postseason. Is that correct?
No, they played again in the first week because the Ravens almost beat them in the last game and then turned around and almost beat them in the playoffs.
Yes.
They had the lead late in both of them.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I think Baltimore does play this game. I think it's going to be close. If you're going to tell me Baltimore's an underdog, then yeah, give me the Ravens.
Boy, I hate to agree. I'm taking the Ravens at the points here. Tyler Huntley, he's not exactly a bum.
So. He's no Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, he's no Beer Man. So
what?
Exactly. Just see if you're paying attention. Do you need this anymore?
I don't know. That pen wasn't working. Okay. I had to swap pens.
I'll keep that right there. Yeah, I'm taking the Ravens to the points. I liked it better at 3.5 than I do at 3, though. I will say that. Next game, Saturday night, Fever. Houston, C.J. Stroud is back. Indianapolis, Gardner Minshew, he's playing. Texans right now, 1.5 favorite, big total, 47.5. Beer Man.
Wow. I truly do think that this game's going to come down to the last possession. It's just a matter of who's going to have that last possession. The game is in Indy, correct?
Yes.
So I'm going to lean the direction of the Colts in this game, especially if you're giving me 1.5. I'm only taking them because I'm getting points with them. But, man, I think this is going to be a great game. Both of them have a shot at making it, but they won't know until the following day, which is always exciting. But, yeah, if you're giving me points with the Colts, I'm going to take the Colts right
now. Wrong again, beer man.
What? Really?
I know. I hate to be the
did
one.
Did you stop by Third Eye Psychic like I did?
I did, but I got the brunette. So the blonde told you Colts? Dang.
If I go in, I want to talk to the brunette.
So, no, the total's so high in this game because Indianapolis has a terrible defense. They'll play better, I think. I do. I think that both teams will be up for this game. But C.J. Stroud and the Texans can put up points pretty quick. So, and against a bad defense, I'm taking the Texans.
I'm going to take the Texans, too. I'm going to lay the point and a half here. I think the C.J. Stroud playing for the playoffs, I just think this is a better spot for them. And let's just face it, the public here is really on the Colts, but this line got a little reverse line move towards the Texans here. So that gives me a lot better feeling about the Texans.
Another checked box for C.J. Stroud's Rookie of the Year campaign, too.
Yeah. Not exactly one that I feel great about, but, we'll go into Sunday with some extra money in the bankroll, let's hope. And let's go to New Orleans. Atlanta. We're not sure who the quarterback is just yet, for sure. Is Heinicke? I don't know. Is it Ritter? I don't know. Derek Carr is starting for the Saints. Saints 3-point favorites, total 42. Dylan.
I'm taking the Saints in this game. I think they're a better team than they have been all year. I think they've shown flashes of being a really good team. They have a potentially good defense, although it hasn't played up to snuff all year. And Atlanta's been up and down and trading out, swapping out quarterbacks. I just don't think Atlanta's in a really great place. Jesse Bates, by the way, best safety of the year, according to PFF rankings, I believe.
Former Bengal.
That really hurt them, giving him up. And I said earlier this season that I didn't think it was going to hurt them that much. So, wrong again, as Brad Taylor, our friend, would like to say.
Our friend?
Yeah.
He used that term loosely.
Again, quit using my lines.
Hey, Beer Man, he's right over there.
Oh.
Yeah. Our friend, Brad. So give me the Saints in this game. And the game is in New Orleans?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this, too, up front. I like a lot of home teams this weekend because I just feel like it's the last home game of the year. So I feel like home teams are going to play better. Try to give their fans one last win.
Last week, Saints against backs against the wall. Is that one of yours, too? Did I steal that?
No.
Okay.
Why do you look at me, beer man, when you say things like that?
The Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast brought to you by First Stop Auto. Big Ed Hacker, Sean and the boys, ready to fix up your car. Back if you call and you're having trouble getting in, that's because they're so popular and they're doing a great job. First Stop Auto in the Keith Shire Plaza.
Back to live action.
Last week of the podcast, we're trying to get all of our advertisers satisfied here. New Orleans, their backs were against the wall last week. They played a great game against Tampa Bay. And again, they absolutely had to win. New Orleans can still get into the playoffs. They still need help from Tampa Bay losing. But, yeah, I think New Orleans just wipes out Atlanta in this one.
Wrong again. I'm taking the Falcons, one of my favorite games of the week, although yes, they're out of the playoffs. The Falcons are. This is a game that, I love these division dogs on the road with nothing to play for. Love the Falcons in this one.
Give me the Falcons football.
Tipper Jones, safety.
God, you're awful. That's actually decent.
I know it's good.
Yours don't even.
I wasn't trying.
Funny story, Dennis and I would be playing softball. I mean, we're talking 10, 15 years ago.
Yeah.
And I'd be out in my position in right center going, you know, Troy Gill steps up to the plate. 2 for 3 on the day.
You know, was that before or after Dennis made an error and slammed his glove to the ground and started kicking dirt on people?
Dennis made some incredible plays.
I know, but when he makes an error,
He beats himself up more than anybody else.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to work?
No. Yeah.
No. Pete Rose did.
I would never beat up one of my co-players. I'll beat myself
up. Pete Rose did.
Brad Taylor does.
Brad Taylor does.
Darn right. Next game.
Brad Taylor does.
Brought to you by Third Eye. Huh. By the way, if we walked in there and said, hey, when are you guys going to close down? You think they would know? They think they would know that? Dionne Warwick and the Psychic Friends, they didn't know when they were going out of business. So you'd think if they could see the future, they would be able to.
If they could see the future, they never would have opened in the first place.
That's right. What was her name? Miss Chloe? There's a good Netflix documentary.
That was even a fake accent on her.
Yeah. She was like from South Carolina or something.
Ridiculous.
Kind of like, who was that Russian wrestler? Nikolai Volkov? He was from North Carolina.
Oh, jeez.
He would sing the Russian national anthem before every match. But he was from North Carolina.
Next game.
Cleveland Browns and the Cincinnati Bengals. Jake Driscoll, your quarterback.
Jeff Driscoll.
I'm sorry. Jake Browning for the Bengals. Jeff Driscoll for the
Browns.
Former
Bengals quarterback, Jeff Driscoll.
Career record against the spread? 0-4.
Is that right?
Driscoll, yes. 7 points, the Bengals are favored. God. Seems a little bit like a big line here, Beer Man, doesn't it to you?
Is the whole defense sitting down for Cleveland?
Yes, because they have to play next week.
37.5 is your total.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, low total, big spread. You know what? Give me Cleveland. That's just too many points. It's still a rivalry game. There's still a little pride there.
I think that's accurate. I think that's there's truth to that. But at the same time, I just think the Bengals are going to try to win for the home team and to make up for the bad taste of this season. I think Cincinnati's probably going to win this game 20-10 or 20-7.
See, I was going 20-14.
Maybe.
I do think they're going to win.
Maybe. But
I was going 26-20.
I'm taking the Bengals minus the points in this game.
That goes way in the over.
That's right. Anyway.
Bengals minus the points.
I'm taking the Browns here for no other reason other than divisional road dog last game of the season. But this is not a Mac Daddy Stogie type play. The public has come in here on the Browns, if you could believe that. So that's
I would say in games that it doesn't matter to one team, that none of these should be a Mac Daddy Stogie.
There might be one down the line.
You got some rivalry.
Yeah, we got a couple down the line.
He's getting to it next game.
Good Lord.
You're the one that started.
Jets, Trevor Siemian. Patriots, Bailey Zappi Hour. Patriots, 1.5-point favorites. Total 30.5. Dylan?
Yeah, give me Bailey Zappi. He's the better quarterback. He's showing flashes of good stuff. He had a rough start last week. He shorted up and finished with a good game. Trevor Siemian is just not really an NFL quarterback. The Jets are done, and I think Bill Belichick is going to try to stick it to him one last time.
Last game for Belichick in New England?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
I don't think it should be, but I also see that he's sitting there in that number three position in the draft and thinking, we definitely don't need to fall further back. I think the Patriots basically lose this game on purpose. Give me the Jets.
Wrong again, boys.
Well, he took New England. I took the Jets.
Oh, well, who are you taking, Carolina?
I'm taking New England.
You're taking Carolina in this game?
The long shot, but let's see how it works out. Okay. Let's see if that strategy works. I'm going to take New England here. I think Belichick last game, I think he's going to try to go out a winner here. Public, they don't even care about this game, but they hate the Patriots at Zappi. Yeah, give me the Patriots.
It's -1.5.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
The Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast, sponsored by the Old North Bar in the Gray Line Station with live music Fridays and Saturdays, salsa night on Mondays, and live brunch music Sunday mornings. The Old North Bar.
I love salsa.
You know, I love running. I love running gags. I love running gags. You know, just doing the same joke over and over. If you guys know, I don't have any jokes.
Clearly, you don't like running.
But I mean, I use the same jokes over and over and over, and my foot is starting to heal. So I hope you know that I can. Yeah, I'm getting back and
shoving up my ass.
But here's the thing:
stitchless.
If we quote unquote steal one of his catchphrases, we're a jerk. But if we come up with our own little thing, oh, it gets old really fast.
That's right. That's right.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Next game:
the Tennessee Titans. Ryan Tannehill, your starter for the Titans. Don't know officially who started for the Jags yet, but it looks like it's going to be Trevor Lawrence because the Jags, 4-point favorites, total 41 here, Dylan.
I think I'm taking Jacksonville in this one. Do they need this to get in? Are they the
Yes.
To win the division, yes.
Yeah.
It's a win and you're in, you may or may not.
Yeah, I'm taking Jacksonville in this game, although Tennessee will not lay down. You know what? God. Give me Tennessee. Give me Tennessee in this game. Vrabel is not going to let these guys lay down.
This portion of the show brought to you by Waffle House. Don't fear, don't have no fear in waffling on your picks last minute. Go to the Waffle House, Beard.
I feel like you stole that from someone. I don't know if you saw any of the one of the Mike Vrabel press conferences, but he literally was just like, yeah, losing effing sucks. That's why we're not going to just lay down on this game. But I also feel like that this game just means way too much to Jacksonville. I think it's going to be a tight game. What's the over-under in this one?
41.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I might lean toward the over, but I'd probably stay away from that. But I'm going to take Jacksonville just because there's so much on the line for him in this game. But it's hard to go against Vrabel. He just doesn't have the team that he's had in years past.
Who's the better quarterback, C.J. Beathard or Ryan Tannehill?
Well, if it's Beathard, I would probably go to Tannehill. Yep. But it does look like Trevor Lawrence is going to play. It's too much on the line for him not to.
Lawrence is injured. I mean, he's banged up pretty good.
But if they don't get the playoffs, then...
Do we care about Brad's pick, or should we just go next game?
Next game!
Well, just for the fact of the stats, I guess.
I'm taking the... who'd you take?
I took Jacksonville. Dennis took Jacksonville and then turned around and took Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Waffle House. Yeah. I hate this game with a passion. I'll take Tennessee just because they got blown out of the water last week, and Vrabel's a hard ass. So there you go. Public is on Tennessee here, by the way.
Wow. So, okay. They must have seen Vrabel's press conference also.
I guess they did. Next game, Minnesota. Nick Mullins, your quarterback. I guess Detroit and Jared Goff. Lions, 3.5-point favorite, total 45.5. Big total, Beerman.
What are the Lions playing for? I mean, is it the difference between the 2 seed and the 3 seed? But they kind of need Dallas to lose. Give me Minnesota in this game. Minnesota, they've got a slim chance at getting in, but it's a chance. And Detroit at least is already in. They've already clinched. If it's tight, I'm not saying Detroit's going to lay down, but they're not going to risk anybody getting hurt before they go into the playoffs. So give me Minnesota right here.
How many points is Minnesota getting?
3.5.
What's the over?
If you'd pay attention to the show, it's 45.5.
You didn't say what the over was.
Yeah, I did.
I'm busy writing stuff down.
Yeah.
Why are you guys against me today? I mean, it's everything. Brad sucks, Brad sucks, Brad sucks.
This segment brought to you by Hoover Vacuums.
And Brad Taylor. Brad Taylor's Hoover Vacuums.
Suck it up at Hoover.
This game, is this is a tough one, really, because so when does Dallas play in the evening? Or are they slated to play
4 o'clock
at the
game.
Same time? And this game is a 1 o'clock game. Detroit needs to win, really.
That is correct.
Yeah. I'm taking Detroit. It's being played in Detroit.
Correct.
Yeah, Detroit.
I love Minnesota here. It's a sharp play for the Vikings. A lot of the public's on Detroit. I'm going to take the 3.5 in Minnesota. The division road dog. Love the Vikings at this one. One of my favorites. Let's go to the next game. Tampa Bay playing for a division championship with Baker Mayfield against Shorty Young and the Carolina Panthers. Tampa, 4.5-point favorite here. Total 37. Did you see the owner of the Panthers last week throw the drink on the
I heard fans? About it.
Yeah. He only got fined $300,000.
Was it $300,000? I thought it was
$300,000.
Yeah.
To me, you know, $300,000 to that guy is like about 3 cents to me. So
he is the richest owner in football, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
So.
Well, the fan got a free drink, too. Think about it like that. Right. Like, cool, man.
Well, you know.
Just saved me $7 at the concession stand.
When I, you know, had just pawned off the number one pick overall to the Chicago Bears for, you know, magic beans. Why are you smiling over
because
there?
Because it's turning out to be one of the greatest heists of all time.
It is. It's almost Herschel Walker-esque. It really is. It's once it's all said and done. Russell Wilson is up there, too, is a bad trade.
True.
Anyway, yeah. I'm sorry. Tampa and Carolina.
I'm taking Tampa. Tampa is a pretty solid team overall, and Baker Mayfield's had a hell of a year. Tampa at home, needing the win. Yeah.
I'm kind of with you on this one. I think a lot of the players at Carolina are like, we've been through enough this year. We lost our coach, which we may or may not have liked. Tampa Bay is playing for the division title, and even though they lost last week and they could have secured it then, they're going to be ready to go. So give me
Rip
Tampa
that here. Band-Aid off and get this season over with.
Give me you're tired, you're poor, you're weak. Give me the teams that nobody cares about. Give me Carolina. Rising to the occasion, just like their owner, and the 4.5 points. I'll take Shorty Bryce Young at the home dog here. in Carolina.
If I had a drink, I'd throw it at you.
Nah, I want this.
You know I would.
I know you would. I was going to say, well, I want this. All right, 4 o'clock games. Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott. Sam Howell starting for the Commandos. 13 is the line. 47 is the total. Beer man.
It's just too many points. Dallas wins this game relatively easily, but again, they get up by enough, and they're just going to relax and make sure that nobody gets hurt. So give me Washington in this game.
Too many points. Dallas gets up. They just relax a little bit, and then they pull back. They don't want nobody gets hurt.
I love that assessment. That's great.
I agree. 1,000%.
20 years. Double-digit home dog.
Are you sure you don't want to spin the wheel and maybe come up with
no.
Give me your tired, your poor, your hun?
Last 20 years, double-digit home dogs. Give me Washington.
How does that pertain into week 18 in the NFL?
It pertains that I'm playing my system and you shut your pie hole when I'm talking about 20 years. Yeah, it's getting to that point, guys, because I'm getting a little tired of all this, you know, pick on Brad today. I don't like this. I think it's all, you know, Brad's getting a little tired of having to, you know, defend himself at all for all comers. It's like you two against me. You're bullying me. I'm going straight to Big Lynn Martin upstairs to make sure this stops.
I got Lance Armbruster and Jack Johnson over here to prove
Paul Householder and Paul Moskow to tell you whatever.
The Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast is brought to you by CD Central. Will and Elizabeth behind the counter to help you out with all of your vinyl purchasing needs. Plus, they have CDs and a great selection of used vinyl. CD Central, just off Limestone.
Can I get a cassette?
Open daily at 11 a.m.
Got a Maxell?
Huh?
I'd like to make you a mixtape.
Just
with a
curious
Maxell
if I get a
tape.
I'm thinking about making somebody a mixtape. Yeah.
They do have tapes.
That's what I said. If you were listening to the show.
I ain't got time for that.
Next game.
L.A. Rams. Carson Wentz is your starter. I guess the San Francisco 49ers and Sam Darnold, who had those two starters just a month and a half ago. Niners, 4-point favorites, total 41, Dylan.
I got no clue on this game whatsoever. Give me the Rams.
Compelling and rich, beer man.
Where's the game being played?
San Francisco. Mm.
My analysis is just as good as that. Rams have already secured their spot. San Francisco's already secured their spot. San Francisco's defense is better. Rams are old. They don't want to get anybody hurt. Give me the 49ers in a low-scoring game.
Give me the Rams.
Best play of the day right now. I'm going to give it to you. Don't even know what the total is. I'm taking the under.
41.
I'm logging in right now to take it.
41's your total. I will take the Rams getting the 4.
By the way, a few weeks back, I will give Brad credit.
Oh, what?
You said, you know what? If you feel confident that San Francisco is going to make the Super Bowl, you should go ahead and put San Francisco against any opponent. I did lay a little coin on San Francisco against Baltimore in the Super Bowl. I'm somewhat stunned at the price that's there.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It's tempting to kind of cash that thing out, isn't it?
No, but true story. I had money on the Bengals to win the Super Bowl. After they lost their game, they were eliminated from the playoffs. I could still cash out that bet for 25 cents. I got my quarterback.
That's very good. That's somebody on top of things. We like that in you.
They were eliminated. They were still offering me a chance to cash it out, and I took it.
Are you okay over there, Dylan? Can you tell me
just
what you're doing?
Cashing my bet.
Oh, you're cashing your bet.
Under 41. Rams.
No, you're making your bet, not cashing your bet.
I've already put my bonus bet down.
Ooh.
From all the TDs that were scored in the NFL last week on FanDuel.
Mm-hmm.
I used my bonus bet today.
Oh, yeah. And it was on?
I took a money line dog.
Oh, in the NFL?
Yes.
Have we gotten to the game yet?
Not yet.
Okay. I think I know what it is, and it's the next game after this one. Jalen Hurts and the Eagles traveling to the Giants and Tyrod Taylor. Eagles, 5.5-point favorite, total 42, beer man.
Sorry, my pen quit working, and I heard total 42. What's the line?
5.5.
Who's favored?
Eagles are favored over the Giants.
Okay. Sorry?
Can anybody bet on the Eagles these days? I mean, they have looked atrocious. One loss after another. I can't tell you how much money I've lost on them.
The offensive line got old really fast.
Really fast.
Pretty much overnight. But you know what? This is the proverbial win one for the Gipper. Sorry, I know I stole that from Ronald Reagan. I don't want to get away from
that. Does that offend you, Brad?
Are you okay with that?
Please proceed.
So I'm going to take Philadelphia here one more time just because, I mean, this game means way, way, way too much.
I'd feel better losing my money taking the Giants. I'm taking the Giants.
All right.
I think Philadelphia wins the game, but I do think that the Giants could easily cover and or win. Tyrod Taylor, boom.
You know what? I would love to take the Giants here, but I'm like you. They've lost four games in a row, haven't covered four games in a row. I'm going to take the Eagles to cover this one here. I think the Giants are, yeah, they're on borrowed time. And the public is all over. The public loves the Giants here. So, yeah, give me the Eagles on that losing streak. Next game, Chicago Bears. Owner of the number one draft pick overall and a lame duck quarterback in Justin Fields. They're going to Green Bay to face Jordan Love in the pack. Three is the number four Green Bay, total 45. And we'll let Beer Man start this.
Why do you feel Justin Fields is a lame duck quarterback?
Because he's playing his last game. Wouldn't you think so?
No, I do not
you
think
do
so.
You do not think so.
Wow. Michael
so
Penix
you're
Jr.
saying that they should keep Justin Fields and draft a quarterback or do no. what they did this year to Carolina and fleece them out of the number one?
I think they trade back a little bit, no further than three, and they get another haul. For that pick.
Have you applied for a general manager position with the Chicago Bears?
No.
Have you applied for your GED?
I will be the first to tell you, I read way too much bear blogs and all this other... And everything that
bear
I'm reading...
Blogs.
Bear blogs.
I get those at the donut hole.
Bear claws.
You would think this game means nothing to Chicago,
so
but
this is the worst show I've ever had.
Well, you're wrong.
Wrong again.
I'm pretty proud of the way that the Bears are stepping up, saying we're coming to play, and I truly think they're coming to play. Green Bay doesn't necessarily get knocked out if they lose, but their chance is significantly less. Bears win.
So you put your bonus bet on Chicago to win outright.
Yeah.
Why don't you just flush money down the toilet?
It was free money.
It doesn't matter. You put up $25 to get that parlay, right?
No. Well, yes.
Uh-huh.
But I hit one of my parlays and made that money back.
Okay. But, I mean...
You're still flushing money.
You're still flushing money down the toilet with this one.
Okay. Well, we'll talk next week.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends at PNC Bank. Have you been losing a lot of money lately? You don't know how? Okay. It may be due to the parlays.
All right.
PNC Bank, member FDIC, Flushing, New York. Or is it Flushing, Michigan?
Just go.
I got to give a pick.
Yes, it is your team.
Oh,
your turn.
Well, then in that case, I'll take Green Bay. Green Bay minus three, huh? No, give me Chicago plus three. I like Chicago in this game to show up.
Waffle House pick. Waffle House.
No, wait. Give me Green. No, wait.
The anger on the Bear Man. That's the angriest I've ever seen him look.
It's because I'm toying with his favorite man.
His nostrils are starting to just flare.
I'm toying with his team is what I'm doing.
And I'm messing with his little paper over there.
Have you all not seen what the Bears have done the last several weeks?
No.
All right, carry on.
So you're on record as saying Justin Fields is going to stay there next year.
I think Justin Fields is there next year.
I think there's not a chance in God's green earth. Who's going to – why would they pass on another quarterback and keep him around?
What did you see from Caleb Williams this year?
Doesn't have to be Caleb Williams.
Okay.
It can be anybody.
Okay. Let's think of a quarterback from North Carolina that the Bears took relatively recently with an early pick in the draft. Are they going that direction again?
I hope not, for your sake. But, I mean, good God, they need a quarterback. Justin Fields is not going to get you to a playoff game. I'm just telling you right now. He's not going to get – God bless him. I love the kid. He's not going to get anybody there.
Okay. Three games this year, they had a double-digit lead in the fourth quarter. Who blew the double-digit lead? The defense, which the defense has gotten better. Those three games right there, they're one game away from Detroit. That's the playoffs.
Okay.
They blew it, but the defense is what blew it. Wasn't Justin Fields.
A
I like your Doc Martens. I think I have a pair just like those.
A $1 parlay wager to, I say, Justin Fields is starting his last game for the Bears this week. Friendly wager, $1.
Done. But did you not see Caleb Williams crying on the sidelines?
It doesn't have to be Caleb Williams. It could be anybody.
If you've got the first pick in the draft and you're taking anybody other than Caleb from what everybody is saying.
What about Michael Penix Jr.?
I love Penix Jr. I do love him.
What about Will Levis?
Yeah.
Got a hot girlfriend, I hear.
Not anymore.
Oh. Duty left her?
This game brought to you by Kohler Toilets.
Kohler.
So you took the Bears. And you took?
The Bears.
Packers. Give me the Packers at home. I'm laying 3 at home. Because the public is all over the Bears.
Rightfully so.
Next game. Seattle Seahawks and Geno Smith, 3-point favorites at Arizona and Kyler Murray. Big total, 47.5 here, Dylan.
Give me Arizona. Give me the home team. I don't think Seattle's been so up and down. Of course, Arizona's been down for the most part, but Arizona's got a better team than underneath the surface than what they have played this year. And Kyler Murray still has a lot to prove. You know, I mean, this is a very even game. I'm taking the home team, plus points.
Seattle needs the game. I think Hollywood Brown is out. Kyler Murray can't carry the team. I thought Arizona stepped up later in the year. But again, I think it's one of those. They're sitting in the fourth position right now. As far as the draft goes, they don't want to blow that. Seattle playing for a playoff spot. So give me Seattle in this game.
Quite possibly Kyler Murray's last game with Arizona. Maybe.
I don't see that.
Maybe. But I think he's going to go out. He's going to give an effort, and you're giving me points with a home dog here in division. I'll take it. I'll take Arizona here, getting the 3. Next game, Denver. Jared Stidham, your quarterback, at Las Vegas. Aiden O'Connell. What a matchup this is. Raiders, 3-point favorites. Total 37, Beerman.
This game's garbage. It matters not at all to either team whatsoever. Just the fact that the game is in Vegas, you know what? Give me the home team in this one. I'll take the Raiders. But friendly advice: even if you go to Third Eye, don't bet on this game. It's.
They told me to take the Raiders.
Well, then you're throwing your money away.
No, at Third Eye or by betting on the Raiders.
Exactly.
Oh, that one brunette looks rather mysterious, doesn't she? She has the look of a Third Eye type of employee. While the blonde, I don't think she looks like a Third Eye employee.
No.
She looks like somebody they just got from
the
puppet shop.
She looks like Chloe from the phone thing.
Dylan?
Yeah, this game doesn't matter to anybody. I think that's incorrect. I think that matters a lot to these two young budding quarterbacks and their respective newish coaches. Aiden O'Connell's been pretty darn good, and considering, and the coach has that team. Give me the Raiders.
You want me to this portion of the show brought to you by the United States Post Office, where Dennis Dillon has mailed in,
which is exactly what the Raiders and the Broncos are going to do.
I'm taking the Broncos, getting the points. I got the better quarterback here, Jared Stidham, and road dog in division. Next game, Kansas City. Blaine Gabbert, your starter against the Chargers. Easton Stick, your starter. Chargers, 3.5-point home favorites against the Chiefs. Great googly moogly. And the total's 35, Dylan.
That's great, but who are the chefs?
The game is being played where? And, yeah, I like that.
Chargers.
In Los Angeles.
And what's the total in this game?
35.
Wow. Wow.
Did Kelsey get his 1,000 yards?
No, he's 16 off, but Gabbert said.
Oh, they'll get it.
He will get it.
And Taylor Swift will be there with a big 1,000 on her shirt.
Mm.
Not for how many men she slept with last year, but.
She's only 16 away from that, too.
Why do you all hate Taylor Swift?
Because she sucks.
I like her, actually.
What has she got, like 7 albums in the top 10 right now?
So?
Okay.
Doesn't really make her. I mean, to Brad's point of so, if I may quote you, Brad, his quote, so. I mean, he's actually right. I mean,
did you steal the word "so"?
Just because, actually, George Washington, our first president, used the word "so," and I proper credit.
Oh, you know what? I heard that word in The Sound of Music, too.
Yes.
They took it from Brad Taylor.
Yes. The word do is in The Sound of Music, too, but they pronounced it doe, so it's really weird. It's an awkward.
No, it was a female deer.
It's a copyright infringement. Oh, that's right.
Next game.
Give me the Chargers.
This is the worst show we've ever done. Not even close.
I'm having fun, though. Are you having fun?
No.
Because you're getting picked on?
Yeah, so you're admitting picking on me today.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's all pick on Brad Day because he's so awesome.
The Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast brought to you by Pies and Pints downstairs. Sometimes offering a discount for businesses inside the Victorian Square.
What? How long has this been going on?
Yeah, I didn't know either.
I've been here 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Sons of bitches.
Where the other day I had a delicious sour beer that I...
When do they... cranberries. What do we just do? Go down there and say we work here?
Hey, I work here. I need an employee discount. Give me the chefs in this game. I don't really have a dog in this fight. You get a better quarterback and a better team with Kansas City.
I'm taking the Chargers. Do I need a reason?
No.
Yeah. Bet the public after a bad game. That's what I'm doing. I'm taking the Chargers here. Win one for the Gipper type thing. Here's the game. Sunday night football.
Who's the Gipper? Their coach is gone.
Exactly. Buffalo, Josh Allen. 2.5-point favorites now in Miami against Tua. Big game, Sunday night, beer man. Total 48.5. Big total.
I hate that Bradley Chubb went out right here, but the fact that the game is in Miami, I'm going to go with the Dolphins right here. I think they win the division, and if Miami's a 2.5-point dog, I'm going to take them outright to win the division. I just think they've been better all season.
They have been better all season, but not since they've been banged up. I mean, the last half of this season's been kind of crunchy for Miami. You're right. It will be a good game. What's total?
48.5.
Wow. Jeez. I'm taking Buffalo. I think Buffalo is the more complete team right now. And, you know, the new signal caller, he's done a great job. He's, you know, the team has really picked it up in the last 5-6 weeks since he's been there. Defense has played a better brand of football as well. Yeah, Buffalo.
Love Buffalo here. One of my favorite picks of the week. I'm taking Buffalo and giving up the 2.5. They're just a better team than Miami right now. And everybody talks about how Miami was great at home. It's been a long time since it was September. They're putting up 70 on Denver at home. It's been a long time since that. I'm taking Buffalo tonight or Sunday night at Miami. There you go, folks. All of the picks from a handicapping perspective. Best bets of the weekend. Does anybody have any best bets they would like to share?
No.
No?
I mean, I have some, but I'm not going to share them.
Oh, well, keep them to yourself then.
The under in San Francisco.
I like that one.
Yeah.
That's the bet
I just placed a few minutes ago.
Oh, that's a good bet. I like that.
Yeah.
I give you my seal of approval. Can I have my share now?
No.
Can I put in some money on, can you give me a part of that? Kind of like a lottery ticket? Can you give me a part?
No. Oh. I do like the Raiders.
That's dumb.
My portion, best bet of the week, brought to you by the Red Mile. Do all your gambling locally at the Red Mile. I'm going to go with New Orleans. I'm going to go with Minnesota. I'm going to go with Tampa Bay. And I'm going to go with the Chicago Bears.
Of course you are. I love it when you try to be funny and you're so close to it, but just don't get to the finish line. You're very close, and I love you for it, but you just don't get the 100%. You get the 95% joke there, and then right at the end, you just come up just a bit short. And I know no woman's ever told you that, so yeah, especially at the dog back in the 90s. Well, we're having a good show today, aren't we?
Oh, it's the best.
There's going to be a brawl. Dylan, I could sit there and say, you know, anything in the world, and Dylan wouldn't care right now.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. My best bets. I love the Ravens. In this one against the Steelers. I like the Vikings against Detroit. Chargers against the Chiefs. Those are my favorite ones. I do like Arizona quite a bit against Seattle. Let's see. I like the Patriots a lot too. Belichick's last game. And yeah, there you go. Those are my best bets.
I like those, Brad. Those are actually, I kind of agree with all of those, I feel like.
Well, scratch all those off the list and go Riverside on all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go. There you go,
so,
folks.
I'm curious, as a farting shot, if we can go there.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't think Belichick's going to be in New England, where do you think he's going?
I have no idea. I've heard a lot of Charger stuff because he's got a quarterback. Got to go somewhere with a quarterback, right?
But to me, I don't see Belichick moving to the other side of the country. I don't see New England allowing him to stay in the AFC.
He was coach of the Jets for, what, 5 minutes?
Well, but that's a little different. He's been in Cleveland. He's been with the Jets. He's been with the Giants. He's been with New England. I just don't see him going out to sunny Los Angeles.
I don't know, but I just don't think – I think it's over for him in New England.
If it's over, I think he's offered a position up in the offices with the Patriots. I don't
– But do you think he takes that? He's only, what, 3 years away from breaking the coaching record.
That's true. I don't see him leaving New England. If he does, I'll put money that Vrabel's going to New England, but I don't see him – I don't see this as being his last game.
Here's my question for you guys. Who's going to win the comeback player of the year?
DeMar Hamlin.
Well, you have money on it, I know.
Yes, I put money on it like in March.
I know you did.
I still – I know what happened.
He played one game this year.
I know what happened.
Okay.
I don't think he deserves it.
I don't think he deserves it either.
It's not the point.
It's not the point.
To me, it's somewhat of a mockery of the award itself.
Joe Flacco deserves this award, and it's hands down in my mind.
Did Joe Flacco pass away and we didn't know and come back to life?
Is that a requirement?
Well, it's the narrative. That's why it's hard to bet on these awards, like MVP and stuff like that. It doesn't go to the best player numerically. It goes to what the media is trying to push in a narrative. That's why it's so hard to bet on MVP, Cy Young, and all these.
I don't feel anybody pushing DeMar Hamlin.
You're telling me that the media has an agenda that they push on the American people.
Well, no, that's impossible.
Yeah. So if I bet future bets.
Is this a new thing?
Yeah,
the media is completely unbiased.
Exactly.
And the news, uncompromised.
Nothing against DeMar. Good for him. He doesn't deserve that award.
He's going to win it, though.
No.
Because
he was basically
a goner on Cincinnati's field on a Monday night last year. They brought it back. He played one game this year. Has, what, two tackles this year or something like that? Some minuscule. A few years ago, Alex Smith won Comeback Player of the Year, and he basically had almost lost his leg and played, what, three games the next year, and he got Comeback Player of the Year. It is about the narrative.
Tell your story walking, if you can.
What do you mean?
I don't know, because you're wrong.
Oh.
Besides, DeMar Hamlin can win the Comeback Player of the Year next year. Yes.
I don't even know that Joe Flacco deserves it either, but I'm racking my brain trying to come up with who would make sense, but
Joe Flacco saved the Cleveland Browns.
I agree with that, but again, he only played four or five games. Grant was sitting on the couch, but it's just, I don't know. To me, it's you got knocked out of last year. I mean, Aaron Rodgers could potentially be a guy for next year, but congratulations. You had two tackles this year. Comeback player of the year. Nope, doesn't deserve it. You sat out for, 65% of the year. You came in and you played great. No.
Time to visit the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast mailbag.
Oh, Simone. I forgot we've got a mailbag.
We do have a mailbag. By the way, DeMar Hamlin, -450.
Okay, who else is in there? I'm curious.
Flacco, +350. Baker Mayfield, 10-1.
Okay.
Matthew Stafford, 100-1. Those are the only four that are listed right now at FanDuel.
It sounds bad. Stafford makes the most sense, but...
No, Flacco makes the most sense.
Flacco was sitting on the couch 2 months
ago. Flacco, 65% of the season, did not play.
Again.
Comeback player of the year.
The media has an agenda.
Of the year.
Simone.
Not of the week. Not of the portion of the season. Of the year.
Time for the mailbag, brought to you by the U.S. Post Office.
They sponsored a lot this
year. They have. They paid a lot of money because they know how big I am.
And that's why the price of stamps has gone up to 68 cents.
Is that what it is now?
It's
68?
Yeah. It went up like two or 3 weeks ago.
Screw the post office.
They suck.
The mailbag is sponsored by Henry Clay Public House, where Dead Air Dennis and Brian Himes and the boys will be playing Friday.
Every time you hear of a shooting, postal workers are involved. Be careful. Thank you for your service, guys.
Yeah, that was way back when.
Let's go to the mailbag.
Yeah, can I please read this? Simone from Midway wants to know. Okay, I'll try to.
Simone.
I'm serious. What are you talking about?
This is some really nice iced tea.
That's funny. That's pretty good, Damone.
Damone from Richmond High wants to know.
Simone says her boyfriend used her information to sign up for an extra account through a betting service. Is this legal, and should she be concerned about it?
Did he use her money?
No.
Then who cares?
No, it says down here that he actually paid her the $100 that he put into it.
Okay.
But he wanted an extra bonus bet.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
That's using the system.
Should she be concerned?
No.
Is it legal?
It's probably frowned upon, but so is sharing a Netflix account.
Ooh.
Oh, Netflix knows, though.
I'm sure
Netflix,
they do.
Because I have people that we share passwords and stuff. I got all those because a lot of us just share passwords. You know,
should she be concerned? No, she shouldn't be concerned.
Actually,
if anything,
her boyfriend is smart because he got extra free money.
What if he wins this big six-figure 10-leg parlay?
Ooh, that's a good
now
point.
Now she's got to pay the taxes on it.
Does she get a little piece of the action? And right, and would she have to pay taxes on it? That's a good point. Simone.
That reminds me of the story of a friend of mine.
I'm sure he would pay the taxes if that was the case.
Well, he might skip town. Simone, thanks for emailing in.
Guy I know went to Las Vegas one time with his girlfriend. They were dating for forever, and he didn't want to marry her. She wanted to marry him. She hits a big jackpot at a slot machine in Las Vegas, like $3 million or something.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Now all of a sudden he's like, maybe I should marry this girl. Maybe I should maybe tie the knot with this girl. She said, nah, you didn't want me before.
Yeah.
Woo. You're not going to have me after.
Good for her.
So they, not long after that, they broke up because, yeah, she was like, I wanted to get married. Now that I got the money, now you want to get married? Yeah. Sorry about your luck.
And I quote the venerable Cyndi Lauper, I see your true colors shining through. True colors. And that's why I love you.
Let's
so don't
go
be
back
afraid.
To the mailbag.
Mailbag time.
To let it show.
Mailbag time.
True colors. So easily sidetracked.
Now it's time for my top five 80s one-hit wonders. Okay.
What?
You went. Exactly. Sidetracked. You said sidetracked.
Oh, okay. Squirrel.
Where? Snow outside? Oh.
What do you... Just stop. Save it for next week.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm done with the mailbag.
We should only read one mailbag email a week.
Oh, well, that was just to get started. I had a couple there, but okay. We'll save them for next week. So... Yeah, we can't. Dylan runs the show. It's not. It's the Dennis Dylan and others podcast. Not in friends and others, and bandwagon jumpers, coattail riders, and
For all of us here at the Bottom Line Sports Market Podcast, we apologize for Brad's rambling. That's Brad Taylor. Beer Man is here, and my name is Dead Air Dennis. Thanks for tuning in for Week 18 in the NFL.
Hey buddies.
Hey buddies.
Thanks so much for listening.
You know, I think it's great that you repeat that. Dennis is the one that gave me that catchphrase. I used it, and then Dennis was like, that needs
That's
to be
brilliant.
Your catchphrase.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
We were doing a video at the Old Pepper Distillery, which sponsors our mailbag every week here on the Bottom Line Sports Rocker Podcast. The Old Pepper Distillery. Bless Take a tour.
This is the worst show I've ever been on. These two are biggest clowns ever. Thank God this season's over. That's all I got to say.
It was a cold, brisk morning about, 2 years ago or 3 years ago? It was during COVID.
Yeah.
And we took a tour of the Old Pepper Distillery.
And until the next time, as always, may the winners be yours.
Brad Taylor sucks.
Show sucks. And it's your fault.
I can help.
No, you contribute mightily to this show sucking.
Are we done here? I never want to see you people until next week.